We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Since Rutgers went to the Big Ten, putting it mildly, it's been kind of a disaster. They haven't been very good. I think their losing streak of conference games had hit about 21. And so when they were playing Michigan State on Saturday and they were getting 10 points, the Big Ten is back, which is very exciting. Even though Greg Schiano is back, I certainly didn't know what to expect. And I had the game on as I was doing my Saturday show, and all of a sudden I look up and it's 7-0 Rutgers. You know, and before you know it, they're building a huge lead. They're forcing seven Michigan State turnovers. And they are not only covering the number, but they're getting off the snide. They're winning their first Big Ten game in what feels like forever. And a very, very, very good start to the Greg Schiano era, his return era, as they beat up Michigan State on Saturday. Great job out of Rutgers, man.
Yeah, no question. A couple things, you know, in this. First of all, how about the fact that they scored 38 points on Saturday? And last year, they in all their Big Ten games, they combined 51. Think about that.
Crazy.
51 points combined in all their Big Ten games last year. They scored 38 on Saturday. Look, Michigan State is a team in flux. You know, D'Antonio is gone. Yep. They've had some issues there over the last couple of years. Mel Tucker is the new head coach there. So, you know, they're kind of in flux right now at Michigan State. But, you know, look, I mean, beating anybody, especially on the road, and they went on the road and won this game. Yeah. And as you mentioned, forced seven turnovers, and that's a tremendous job by Schiano and Rutgers.
Yeah,
no doubt about it. And I expect to see a number of wins here. They got Indiana coming in this week. They're an underdog. Indiana had that. We'll talk about it against Penn State, that nice win. But to me, that's – why can't they win that game too, you know?
I was looking at the number. They're getting 13 in that game at
home
against
Indiana. That's
a big number
at home, isn't it? Isn't that a big number?
Well, I mean, they are
good.
They're coming off a win against the top 10 team, man.
I understand that. But even so, I mean, you know.
I don't know. I think.
I mean, how good is Penn State? They hadn't played a game all year. I mean, I know they're ranked in the top 10, but they hadn't played a game.
No, no. And I was just going to bring that up. Like, this is as abnormal a year as you're ever going to see for many, many reasons. First of all, the schedules are just so short. I mean, what is it? Like a 10-game schedule?
The thing I love about this year in college football is that they only play the conference games.
Right.
There's none of these games against, Prairie View. I always like to use that one. You know, there's none of it. You know, you're not playing Mercer in any games, you know?
Right. No, you're going to have to earn your wins. You're actually going to have to win a conference game.
Right.
I was looking at, you know, you mentioned the combined points they scored last year in the Big Ten. They scored 28 first half points. That would have been the most points they scored in any Big Ten game going all the way back to their last win in the Big Ten, which was against Maryland. So there were so many things about that win on Saturday.
Right.
That were just mind-numbing, thinking about how inept
they've been. Beating Maryland is not even winning a game in a Big Ten. You know
what
I mean?
No, you're right.
You know what I mean? I mean, if you're going to beat a Big Ten team, you know, Michigan State's a legitimate Big Ten team, you know?
Sure. Well, look, I was looking at Rutgers' schedule thinking, all right, how many can they get here? Well,
they got Indiana next. Then they play Ohio State, I think, after that, right?
On the road. What's the number going to be in that game?
Then I think they play Illinois after that, right?
They play Illinois after that. They play Michigan at home after that.
Right.
Purdue at home against Penn State.
Purdue had a nice win over against Iowa. This kid Bell, this wide receiver, well, he's pretty good. He caught like three touchdown passes. I watched a lot.
Speaking of wide receivers, how about Jaylen Waddle? What happened to him over there?
Yeah, well, from Alabama.
Brutal out for the season.
Yep. Okay, so they got Illinois. And who do they play after that? Michigan, you said?
Michigan, Purdue, Penn State, and then they wrap it up at Maryland. It's an 8-game schedule, all in conference.
They could win 4 games. I mean, I don't think it's out of the realm that they could go 4-4 in a conference.
The real effect, I think it's, I mean, sure, why not? After they beat up Michigan State, sure.
Right.
What's really about Rutgers is the recruiting that Greg Schiano is going to be able to do. So it's not even the returns that you're going to see this year, even though you've already seen a return. It's more that, think about the talent that Greg Schiano had stay local while he was there. I mean, because you've seen it in the National Football League. You see with a guy like Logan Ryan right now.
Yeah, Ray Rice in the metropolitan area.
Oh, yeah. It's a long list, and that's what he's going to do. That's the effect of Greg Schiano we're going to see. It's nice that they got a win, but the real effect is going to be the recruiting. Now, this Penn State game, bro. So the way I watch this game is, because Saturday, I just can't spend all my time watching college football. I won't be married anymore. I just don't have it.
Truth be told, I mean, I was playing golf. I got home probably early, sometime in the 3:30 games.
Okay. You know?
I watched a little bit of Alabama, but that was a blowout. I forget which game I wound up. I put on Notre Dame for a while. That was a blowout.
That was a blowout, too. Yeah. Yeah. That was
you know, that wasn't very good. I'm trying to think of what game I actually started watching now, because they all kind of run together a little bit.
Well,
you know,
it's funny. I'm sitting down Saturday.
Oh, it was Iowa. Actually, it was the Iowa Purdue.
Oh, the
game.
Iowa.
I actually did watch a lot of that.
That
was the game I watched a lot of, actually.
I'm sitting there finally watching sports. I'm watching the World Series, and I'm going through Twitter, and the first thing I see is, wow, this ending to Indiana-Penn State. I said, okay.
Right.
So I go on my Apple TV, and I have all the college football games recorded. That's what's great about it. So if there's any game I actually want to watch, I can go back. So I said, you know what? All I know is there was a crazy ending. That's all I know. Let me watch it. So I start it. I start it when Indiana is going for it down by, I think it was down by 1, if I'm not mistaken, and they're going for it on a 4th-and-21. And they fail. So now Penn State has the ball up 21-20 on the Indiana 14 with 1:50 to go. And I'm thinking to myself, how'd they blow this? That's what's going through my mind.
Right,
I know they blow this.
Right.
How did they blow this? How did James Franklin and Penn State find a way? So I'm thinking maybe it's a turnover. I don't know, because they should just be kneeing on the football.
Right.
At that
point
in the game, Joe, that's it.
Right.
Run the clock out.
What
you don't have to do anything else.
Right.
So they run a play. So right away, I see how they blew it. They run a play, and the guy goes in the end zone for a touchdown. And obviously, Indiana's just letting him in. So
they let him
go
score.
Take it.
Right, of course.
So they go up by 8, and I'm like, oh, okay. So Indiana, of course, marches down the field. They convert on the 2-point conversion, but that wasn't even it. Like, that's crazy enough. Okay, fine, tie game. Then, I don't know if you saw this, the kicker decides to, like, kick the football like a squib kick for some reason, and it lines up where Penn State's got the football at midfield. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? Why did they just hand the ball back to Penn State? So they actually ran 2 plays, gained like 9 yards, and attempted a game-winning field goal, like a 57-yarder, which unfortunately the kid missed. But Indiana was trying to give it right back. I have no idea what the hell this kid was doing. He squib kicks it. Why?
That is crazy. You know, I picked that game. I actually saw the overtime because I saw what was going on. I said, let me watch, you know, this game's in overtime. And I didn't realize all the nonsense that went on.
Yeah.
You know, but you know what? Give credit to, what's his name, Tom Allen. I believe that's his name, the head coach of Indiana.
Yep.
Going for the win in overtime. Oh, I mean,
I
he could have played it safe, too. You know, he goes, okay, we're going to go win the game right now with the 2-point conversion. And what a play that quarterback made. I mean, now they looked at it 75 times. And I'm
so
sure.
So what do you think?
I thought it was too close to overturn it. It did look a little bit like his arm might have hit before the ball hit the pylon, but it was so close. And again, and I think that what they were trying to say was, well, did the ball break the plane? Even though he did, you know, even before it hit the pylon, it was very close. It was too close to overturn it, I thought, bro.
The way it looked to me on the super duper replay, because on first it looks like Penix gets in and 2-point conversion, great, is if you look really, really closely, it looks like the football hits the ground before it hits the pylon. It does look that way.
It does look that way. I would agree.
But the reason why I would agree with you is that I just think it was so ridiculously close, you've got to keep what you called on.
You called it good on the field. And that was it. I mean,
And sometimes that should just be the tiebreaker.
Yeah,
that's it. You called it on the field. That's it. It's too close.
And they did show some angles where it did kind of look like, okay, maybe the ball did break the plane. You know, it was so close. I mean, it's one of the closest calls you'll ever see. It really was.
It was
a great play by the kid.
The quarterback made
a tremendous play just to, because it didn't look like he was going to be able to get there. I mean, it just didn't look it. And, you know, he dives from about 3 yards out, and he just made a great play.
It was really a great play, and you got that great picture of him extending out, the football just touching the pylon. It was a tremendous final, you know, 30 minutes or 40 minutes in real time when you look at the way Penn State blew it and basically gave Indiana a shot, the way Indiana almost re-blew it by that squib kick, which I still don't understand. Mm-hmm. To obviously the overtime, and you and I agree, overtime in college football stinks. I can't stand it.
College football overtime's terrible. Terrible.
But one thing that did add to it was that decision by Coach Allen to say, you know what, let's just go for the win
Let's win the game here.
No messing around. It was a great, great game. But if you're a Penn State fan, the thing I'd be angry about is the way you manage the final minute 45 of regulation. Forget the officials. Forget that. How about you get upset with the fact that you won the football game? You had the game won, and you blew it for no reason at all.
Yeah. And now you got Ohio State this week. And now you back it up with playing the Buckeyes. I know the game's in Penn State and Happy Valley there. Mm-hmm. But now you back it up by playing the Buckeyes this week.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
Right.
Good luck with that. But that was a fun ending. There is something kind of fun about watching a game in which you know the ending's wild, but you don't know how you got there, and you're seeing all the things that led to this epic ending. So I enjoyed watching that the other night.
Now, I will say it's great to see the college football back, and it's great to see. And I guess the Pac-12 comes back this week, right?
I think it's the week after, actually.
Oh, is it yet? They still got a couple weeks to go?
Yeah, let me double. I think it's in 2 weeks, actually.
The two big ones are back. The two big ones are the two that I'm into the most are now playing, and that's the SEC and the Big Ten. So
yeah, look, college football is back.
I'm very happy about that. I'm very happy. And we'll see about Notre Dame. Notre Dame is undefeated. They look good against Pitt, 45-3. I think they play Georgia Tech this week, so they'll kill them. But they're playing Clemson in a couple weeks at South Bend. So that's going to be a pretty interesting game. I got it. And how about Clemson? They took it easy this week, Clemson.
Yes, they did.
They did not cover the 46-point number against Syracuse.
No, not quite. November 7th, by the way, for when the Pac-12 comes back. So in 2 weeks.
Is that what that is? Yep. And when's that Clemson-Notre Dame game? Like in 2 weeks?
Let me double check when that is. I'm not sure. That's a cool game. I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, no. It's the one challenge Clemson's going to have, probably.
Yeah.
Look,
you're right about the whole issue with Clemson is that their games are unwatchable because they just destroy their opponents.
They just destroy them.
The same weekend as the Pac-12 coming back. Saturday, November 7th, 7:30 p.m. kickoff on NBC. And there's already a line for that game.
Really?
Yeah. What do you think the line is?
I'm going to say Clemson by 14.
Wow. Dude, you nailed it. 14 and a half. Clemson by 14 and a half.
Yeah.
Nailed
that. Right.
Yeah.
To me, that's about right. You know, I mean, when you consider the crazy lines they've got, and I don't know how good Notre Dame is. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, the teams they've beaten, I mean, they haven't beaten anybody that's getting me excited that they beat them. You know what I mean?
Yep.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!